is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Oh, you've got green eyes, or you've got gray eyes, or you've got blue eyes.
Hey there, everybody.
All right. Well. All right. So, it Hello. Is us. You guys probably weren't expecting us.
At this hour.
But, we're gonna... I think this is gonna be us, right, Charlie?
I mean...
Did you send the...
Of course I did and didn't fall asleep and or other things.
Okay,
beforehand.
So we will probably be at this time forever.
He wouldn't have responded by now.
But...
Anyway. I guarantee that we get
no,
it.
No. I think...
Is someone else scheduled for this time?
Most... I don't think so.
Then
so
we've
most
got
likely,
it.
Most likely we'll be here for the foreseeable future. But for the next few weeks, we will be having 2-hour shows from 3 to 5. We'll have more alternative boys.
Alternative beats. And it will be equally fun.
And today we have some special guests. We have...
Reveal yourselves.
Please say your names.
All
into
right.
the mics,
I'm,
please.
I'm Paul. And I'm a buddy of Ilya's here.
You're the socialist, 12. Right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Like I get your invites.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying that over the air. Haha.
Aha.
Don't listen to us, guys.
NSA. We were totally joking, NSA. Calm down.
Very funny. Very funny joke.
Yes, and your name.
Yeah, I'm Morgan. I'm also a friend of Ilya and Paul's.
Yep.
Morgan Freeman. That's
yeah.
We have Morgan Freeman on
Dude,
the show
I wish today. I had a voice that soothing.
I find your voice soothing.
I'll take that.
All right. Well.
Yes.
We're gonna start off with some nice Ilya, mellow
Ilya.
Beats.
This is shameful. We need to talk about our
talk about our
weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's talk about our weeks.
Let's get into business. We have so much time now.
Listen. All right. So, I think Charlie and I had a pretty fun night. We went to the Winter Ball.
That's right.
That was a good time.
It was a fine.
Charlie and I danced. At the House of Blues.
The House of
in
Blues.
Boston. It was a good time. It was a good time. I think it was a good time. It was pretty strange at some points.
What was strange?
Just the atmosphere. It was like a club, but not really a club. You know, it was just...
Mm.
But it was fun. It was a good time. It's something I don't regret doing.
They had water and chicken, and by golly, that's all I needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's... That's a good thing to say. What else has gone on?
Let's
Charlie.
See. Yeah. Yes.
Should I tell them about my topless modeling career?
Yes.
So.
And I'll tell them about Tinder.
Should we talk about Tinder?
Let's talk about Tinder first. So.
All right. Let's talk about Tinder first.
I recently didn't purchase an app.
Tinder Plus.
Yeah. Wait, actually, before you laugh, that
did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Shameless.
Man. You Tinder Plus? Yeah. My boy.
Yeah,
my
that
boy.
was.
So Charlie and I. So the week actually started with Charlie and I watching. So the Super Bowl happened.
Yes.
Let's go Pats.
Uh-huh.
Let's go Pats. Morgan is
from Atlanta.
Morgan is from Atlanta.
Those are fighting words.
So he probably wasn't too happy. But we saw some wild things go on campus after the Patriots won.
Ooh, naked men in the streets. That was a wild time.
Oh man.
And
that
then
was
comp sci all night.
Oh yeah,
beautiful.
Well, actually, we didn't do comp sci.
We watched
a pretty ridiculous movie.
Generation P.
It was about the Pepsi generation in the late 90s in Russia, and it was quite the film.
I was in shock.
It was quite a film. Did you enjoy it, Charlie?
I loved it, actually. If I'm honest,
I had to watch the film for my Russian homework, and I just thought, well, you know, I think Charlie would really enjoy this film. So we watched it together, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie was like, well, listen, Ilya, I recently got Tinder, and I was like, Charlie, that seems like a bad idea.
I've had it for a week now.
And then 2 days later, I got Tinder.
And you're having a lovely time, aren't you?
I mean, I'm having an all right time.
You're having a lovely time.
I'm having an all right time. Let's just.
Oh, another plug. Other than Tinder, have you heard of Frenzy?
Oh, yes, I'm on Frenzy, dude.
I got a Frenzy, dude.
You guys on Frenzy?
No,
he
got
that
invite.
You guys like,
this is suspicious as hell.
It looks like a virus, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
No, it's... No, but it's not unlocked.
It's even more streamlined.
It's not unlocked yet, is it?
Yeah.
Is it unlocked?
Did you send it to 3 people?
No.
You just sent it to 3. Yeah, then you get the exclusive functions. Do you want me to tell you why it's worth it, Ilya?
Can you?
Okay, so Tinder, as we all know, is a pretty, it's pretty, I don't know what you'd call it. It's a concentrated form of natural selection. Am I right? In a sense, like, people aren't dying with the, are you an attractive person? Okay, I will take you.
I will take you.
Yes, so it goes like that, and you swipe left or right, right being approval, left being try someone else. Frenzy's even more streamlined. You actually can narrow it down.
Yeah, it's
the
like,
people you're interested in into friends, which we'll say is, yeah, I have no interest in you sexually. Or there's hookup, which is pretty explicit, and date,
Have you gotten any of the latter two?
I have gotten a hookup.
Have you?
Yeah.
I got a notification about a hookup, but it was a guy.
Oh.
Hey, it's not, the time to experiment.
Yeah, take what you can get.
I'm not into that.
That's not.
Not to
I
judge
mean,
people.
I, hey.
The one that, oh, I know her. I know. It's Katie Fields.
Hey, what the heck? Whoa. No,
you told me where I live.
This is worse.
I'm sorry. This is not worse.
Okay, we're moving
live,
on.
Charlie.
Anyway, it's pretty fun,
not
guys.
Okay.
Tested
nice
out.
Nice girl.
Pretty. This is. We can't air our dirty laundry on the air.
Woo-hoo!
Air our dirty laundry on the air. Yeah. We're gonna get to the music now, guys, because
Listen,
hopefully no one's actually listening.
Let's just say we've had a fun week. It's been an all right week. I would say.
I give it a solid.
Did you get extra credit for CompSci?
For the
Erase. You guys in Comp 11?
Yeah.
Nice.
You do the Erase and stuff?
No.
That was an experience.
I don't know.
It was pretty fun.
I was doing Wednesday night, the last one. I was like, I don't really want to do the EC. But yeah. I did well on the first homework, so.
Nice. I got some style points off, but other than that.
Ilya. Did you get really clear?
No.
Winky face?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No.
On that note, this...
Sad.
This coming up.
Sad!
This...
Alternative music!
I'm gonna put your mic down, dude. That was pretty loud.
Alternative facts.
Oh, that might be the
Bowling
name
Green
of
Massacre.
Our show, Morgan and I's, this coming semester.
Bowling Green Massacre.
I mean, that's part of it. Alternative facts.
Paul, do you have any socialist plugs you'd like to put in here?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Did you go to the International Marxist Day last semester?
I bought the freaking tickets, and I didn't go because
I
don't remember what happened.
You missed a show.
Really?
But I expected more. Mm-hmm. We'll talk.
All right.
Anywho, we're gonna get started here now. Okay.
Thank you. gave me all you gotta show. There's so many bodies on the floor. So, baby, we should go and have some more. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Everywhere I look at people's hands, thrown up in the air to help them dance. Come on, baby, catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plans. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Are you down? Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Every single thing is feeling right. So started as a quiet Friday night. I don't really think that we should fight this. What if we don't stop until it's light? Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Are you down, did it, down? Are you down, 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 are you?
Tonight she just yelling, fuck me. 2 weeks she'll be yelling, fuck me. Used to like orange cassette tapes with Timmy, Tommy, and Chucky. Oh, Chucky, cheeses, pizzas, Jesus, pieces, sing Jesus, love me. Provising inside my eyes so my grandma would fucking hug me. Generation above me, I know you still remember me. My afro looked just like daddy's, y'all taught me how to go hunting. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it's dank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses, but I think we're all addicted. Think we're all addicted. Oh yes, I know we're all addicted. I think we're all addicted. Everybody's somebody's everything, and nobody's nothing. No
somebody's everything.
No, you're right.
Nobody's nothing. That's right.
Looking back when we were younger, sneaking out to feed the hunger. Oh, nobody knows. Getting caught behind the station. Remember that policeman chased us. Oh, nobody knows. We have come so far. We can turn back now. Let me walk you down this road.
Fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad to explain.
I'm a fucking black beetle, cream seats in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a bitch to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous. Like clockwork, I blow it all, then get some more. Get you somebody that can do both. Black beetle's got the babes belly rolling. She thinks she love me, I think she trolling. That girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like in old keys. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Came in with two girls, look like strippers in their real clothes. A broke hoe can only point me to a rich hoe. A yellow bitch with green hair, a real weirdo. Black man, yellow lamb, red like dope. They say they cool on them, just came in through the side though. It's so much money on the floor, we buying school clothes. Why you bring a money machine to the club for? And a pint of lean, pound of weed, and a kilo. You're a stealth pest, I hate her like a rondo. I upgrade your baby mama to a condo. Like Chapo serving Yayo to the gringos. Black Beetle club clothes when I say so.
That girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like in old keys. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
She's a good teaser. Break your heart, baby.
Y'all break your heart, baby.
TNG on me, I got a lot of flavor. 1500 on my feet, I'm trying to kill these haters. I had haters when I was broke, I'm rich, I still got haters. I had hoes when I was broke, I'm rich, I'm still a player. I wear leather Gucci jackets like it's still the 80s. I been blowing OG Kush, I feel a little sedated. I can't worry about a broke nigga or a hater. Black Beetle, bitch, me and Palmer gun related.
That girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like in old keys. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Concern was making a million, being the illest hustler that the world ever seen. He used to fuck movie stars and sniff coke in his dreams. A corrupted young mind at the age of 13. Nigga never had a father and his mom was a fiend. She put the pipe down, but for every year she was sober. Her son's heart simultaneously grew colder. He started hanging out, selling bags in the projects, checking the young chicks, looking for hit and run prospects. He was fascinated by material objects, but he understood money never bought respect. You built a reputation, cause he could hustle and steal, but got locked once and didn't hesitate to squeal. So criminals he chilled with didn't think he was real. You see, me and niggas like this have never been equal. I don't project my insecurities on other people. He fiended for props like addicts with pipes and needles, and so he felt he had to prove to everyone he was evil. A feeble-minded young man with infinite potential, the product of a ghetto-bred capitalistic mental. Coincidentally, dropped out of school to sell weed, dancing with the devil smoked until his eyes would bleed. But he was sick of selling trees and gave in to his greed. Everyone trying to be trife, never faced the consequences. You probably only did a month for minor offenses. Ask a nigga doing life if he had another chance. But then again, there's always the wicked that knew in advance. Dance forever with the devil on a cold cell block. But that's what happens when you rape, murder, and sell rock. Devils used to be gods, angels that fell from the top. There's no diversity because we're burning in the melting pot. So Billy started robbing niggas anything he could do. Get his respect back in the eyes of his crew. Starting fights over little shit up on the block. Stepped up to selling mothers and brothers the crack rock. Working overtime, making money for the crack spot. Hit the jackpot and wanted to move up to cocaine. Fulfilling the Scarface fantasy stuck in his brain. Tired of the block niggas treating him the same. He wanted to be major like the cutthroats and the thugs. But when he tried to step to him, niggas showed him no love. They told him any motherfucking coward can sell drugs. Any bitch nigga with a gun can bust slugs. Any nigga with a red shirt can front like a blood. Even Puffy smoked the motherfucker up in the club. But only a real thug can stab someone till they die. Standing in front of them, staring straight into their eyes, Billy realized that these men were well guarded, and they wanted to test him before business started. Suggested raping a bitch to prove he was cold-hearted. So now he had a choice between going back to his life or making money with made men up in the sight. His dreams about cars and ice made him agree. A hardcore nigga is all he ever wanted to be. And so he met them Friday night at 2:45. Everyone trying to be trife, never face the consequences. You probably only did a month for minor offenses. Ask a nigga doing life if he had another chance. But then again, there's always the wicked that knew in advance. Dance forever with the devil on a cold cell block. But that's what happens when you rape, murder, and sell rock. Devils used to be gods, angels that fell from the top. There's no diversity because we're burning in the melting pot. They drove around the project slow while it was raining, smoking blunts, drinking, and joking for entertainment. Until they saw a woman on the street walking alone, 3 a.m, coming back from work on the way home. And so they quietly got out the car and followed her, walking through the projects. The darkness swallowed her. They wrapped a shirt around their head and knocked her onto the floor. This is it, kid. Now you got your chance to be raw. So Billy yoked her up and grabbed the chick by the hair and dragged her into a lobby that had nobody there. She struggled hard, but they forced her to go up the stairs. They got to the roof and then held her down on the ground, screaming, "Shut the fuck up and stop moving around." The shirt covered her face, but she screamed and clawed. So Billy stomped on the bitch till he broke in her jaw. Them dirty bastards knew exactly what they were doing. They kicked her until they cracked her ribs and she stopped moving. Blood leaking through the cloth, she cried silently. And then they all proceeded to rape her violently. Billy was made to go first, but each of them took a turn, ripping her up and choking her until her throat burned. A broken jaw mumbled for God, but they weren't concerned. When they were done and she was lying bloody, broken and bruised, one of them niggas pulled out a brand new 22. They told him that she was a witness for what she'd gone through, and if he killed her, he was guaranteed a spot in the crew. He thought about it for a minute, she was practically dead, and so he leaned over and put the gun right to her head. Before he pulled the trigger and ended a life, he thought about the cocaine with the platinum and ice. And he felt strong standing along with his new brothers. Cocked the gat to a head and pulled back the shirt cover. But what he saw made him start to cringe and stutter, cause he was staring into the eyes of his own mother. She looked back at him and cried cause he had forsaken her. She cried more painfully, and when they were raping her, his whole world stopped. He couldn't even contemplate. His corruption had successfully changed his fate. And he remembered how his mom used to come home late, working hard for nothing, cause now what was he worth? He turned away away from the woman that had once given him birth and crying out to the sky cause he was lonely and scared. But only the devil responded cause God wasn't there. And right then he knew what it was to be empty and cold. And so he jumped off the roof and died with no soul. They say death takes you to a better place, but I doubt it. After that they killed his mother and never spoke about it. And listen, cause the story that I'm telling is true. Cause I was there with Billy Jacobs and I raped his mom too. And now the devil follows me everywhere that I go. In fact, I'm sure he's standing among one of you at my shows. In every street cypher listening to Little Thug's flow. He could be standing right next to you and you wouldn't know. The devil grows inside the hearts of the selfish and wicked. White, brown, yellow, and black color is not restricted. You have a self-destructive destiny when you're inflicted. And you'll be one of God's children that fell from the top. There's no diversity because we're burning in the melting pot. So when the devil wants to dance with you, you better say never. Because a dance with the devil might last you forever.
Heavy song.
What?
We can just keep it on the background.
I forgot there was more.
Yeah, we can just.
Well, that was a ride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to explain myself quite fervent. What's the word? With fervent.
Fervently?
Fervently was the word I was looking for just now.
A lot of fervor there.
I've started reading some really angsty philosophical literature in the last week.
Oh, man.
I picked up this book called What Does It All Mean?
Are you intro to Phil right now?
I took it last semester, gotcha. But I talked to my professor like a few weeks ago from last semester. Mm-hmm. She recommended some books that I read. So I picked up that. I picked up Is It Painful to Think?
Wait a minute. Tell a story about why you recommended these books, Ilya.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's a good story. It's a good story. So, I went to office hours with my professor, and backstory, I did well in this class, but I never read in this class. I'm sorry, Professor Urbanek, if you're listening right now.
They're not.
I think you're a great professor, and I told her that I have a radio show at 3, at 4, so she might be listening. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, no.
I apologize in advance.
Let's see.
But I very rarely read. And so I went to office hours because I wanted to see how I did, like, some comments on my last few papers that I got that I didn't get back because I handed them in right before break. And, you know, I went to office hours. She's like, you know, Ilya, you always had such great philosophical contributions, and I think you're good at philosophy. But sometimes in your essays, you made these conclusions that, you know, were also in the books. And I don't think you knew that. I don't think you knew that the kind of philosophy you were doing was already done. So I think you would have benefited from reading the books, my friends. And I was like, professor, you just called me out. And, well, she was very nice about her. She was like, you know, I understand, because I was also the only kid in class without a book every day.
Kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, dead giveaway. So, you know, we talked a bunch, and she recommended some books that I read to kind of further what my interest in philosophy. And the reason she recommended this, there's this author, his name is Thomas Nagel, and he writes very short philosophical works. He's like, Ilya, you know, it's about 5 pages. I think you can handle it. Each chapter is literally like 5 to 6 pages, and it's brilliant. It's actually fantastic. One of my favorite books I've ever read. I'm really looking forward to taking more philosophy in the future. So it's a really great time.
I'm reading this book about frontier medicine. Nice. I just finished a chapter about doctors during the California Gold Rush.
Damn. Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It is pretty cool.
I wonder what that means.
What do you mean?
What does it all mean? What does it all mean?
It means I give you epicac and you vomit and die.
Meme.
What is a meme? What's the meme value?
Meme. Meme.
Meme value theorem.
Where's Dennett when we need him?
Oh man, I love Dennett. I'm gonna try to get into his class next semester.
I'm gonna talk to my prof, see if you can give me that. Give me that. Those DMs.
Recommendation.
Those DMs I can slide into. Slide into Dennis' DMs. Dennis is a prof here that wrote a book about memes.
In case you guys joke?
No, it's actually legit. You can look it up.
I mean, it's not like the kind of memes.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the Richard Dawkins, yep. like yeah, origin yep. of the term yeah. memes?
Kind of. It's a little more. It's more.
It's,
like,
it is, yeah.
But it's more like. It's more like applicable to like the modern day. I thought.
Nah, it's just like
his work.
It's like the philosophical use of like the meme, which is like how society creates terms and stuff like that.
Mm. Which is the original use of the term.
Yeah. Mm. Versus like shit like Harambe. Cash me outside.
Harambe lives on. Take a shot for Harambe.
I'm waiting for like a PhD thesis to be about like Harambe.
They're teaching a course. There's a major at this college in Great Britain, like on memeology, and it's like a study of like modern pop culture. It's really interesting.
Yeah. So it's not like memes.
No, it is.
You don't under.
It is memes, but it's just studying, not
it's
the
not,
memes.
It's not the memes we know of.
Yeah. Or something like
no,
that.
But it is. It's like the memes. It's like what the memes we know of tell us about ourselves.
No, but that's the You don't understand.
No,
it's not like
you look up memes right now,
dude.
But I'm telling you, this course is about modern memes.
Ilya, does it have like Bikini Bottom Twitter on it?
No, like it has like 4chan.
That's
memes.
A really good. Yeah, wait.
Like, okay, so I don't know the specific memes that like they study, but like based on what I read in the course, it seems like it's more about the modern meme phenomenon than it is about the original.
Does it have the B movie in it?
Okay,
I'm sure it does.
I don't. Memes will never not be funny. Someday I'll be an 80-year-old man shitting. Ah, crap. Okay, but a meme. A meme is an element of a culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. That is the original definition.
Yeah.
The secondary definition is a humorous image, video, piece of text, etc. that is copied, often with slight variations.
Yeah, they're offering a course on the second one. That's what I'm saying.
It can't be the second one.
No, but it is. That's why it was such a big
A class. Course or a major?
Well, like a major with specific courses.
No, not possible. Look it up.
Because the first one could be applied to sociology or
so
maybe even linguistics.
No, but so could if, the second one. Listen.
For
listen.
A class. This is like an ex-college
like,
class.
Man, this month's pretty dry on memes. We're making the curriculum up as we go.
The fact is, memes, like, today, like engaged.
What college was it? Because I feel
like it started with an L. I forgot.
Lancaster.
No, it was like
British College.
Leicester.
Meme major.
Leicester.
I'm kind of murdering. Yeah, I'm murdering these names.
Leicester's what it's called.
Leicester.
No, but like.
Okay, how about this? Northwestern unveils new meme studies department.
That's not the one.
But it's not going to be those kind of memes.
No, but that's the thing though. Like, okay, like granted, I saw this on like a news article. That was like on Facebook, but like I read it and it seemed legit. So like, there's a chance that it isn't legit.
That sounds like,
but it
like
seems
an alternative news source.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not denying the fact that it could be, but I'm also saying that like there's a realistic possibility that it could be that because like it's pretty fascinating like how big of a cultural phenomenon memes have become,
and it
says a lot about like.
I could see it as a class. Like Berkeley has got a StarCraft class, but they don't have a StarCraft major. Like
that'd be pretty bad. But
maybe the major is targeted for like on like modern sociology.
That postmodern.
You mean or the original definition of meme?
Yeah. Okay, you are just running this to the ground.
No, listen. You are making contrarian arguments. You don't want to be wrong, so you have to say, I need to twist this so it sounds like I'm right, and I can't be proven wrong.
The correct definition would
have the same problem with arguments. We just really don't like
admitting
that we're wrong.
Common definition of meme.
But the problem
I'll admit when I'm wrong.
No, Charlie. You and I.
You do not.
Charlie and I. You and I have the same problem, Charlie.
Ilya.
The same exact problem.
Ilya,
this
when you talk
just
about
go on
memes,
the air right now
do you spread them because you've got similar DNA, whatever that definition is about how it's got to be
non-genetically.
Memes. Yeah, non-genetically.
Wait, so
come on.
Ask that question one more time.
You're disseminating information, and it's via non-genetic memes. That was a slip right there. Sorry.
Wait, say it one more time.
an element of a culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. The other one is Harambe Bibu.
Wait, but like,
I'm
just saying, there's a lot to like be learned about our like our current.
Every time you adopt that manner of speaking, I think the same of you, but I listen to you a little bit less.
That's also like the first definition.
Not really.
Every time. Are you frustrated because you want to say that there's a class? Okay, Ilya, I want you to explain what you think this class is about on the air.
Hold on.
You're looking it up because you're trying to see.
I'm literally not.
You're on the Shoutcast page.
I'm willing to buy the meme class. I think that would be great. Yeah. I'm not willing to buy a meme major, though.
Yeah, exactly.
What I'm trying to say is that I read this article.
Okay.
And it was talking specifically about the modern kind of, what's the word?
Definition?
Evolution of memes.
Oh,
God. That's the word I was looking for. And it was talking about what we can learn about, like, modern pop culture through how popular...
That seems like a sociology thing.
Yeah.
So it's probably more of, like a pop sociology major that's, like, kind of, like, targeted, like, taught through
all
the
you read
of
is
memes.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, only Malcolm Gladwell.
Seems like some ex-college level. Yeah. Let's combine things and make our own major name.
Yeah, it's probably some really small...
Were you told about that during pre-orientation? Like, you can make your own major. I was like, oh, that sounds like a really bad idea.
Because
you could technically
It has to be approved.
Listen.
Major in memetics.
They want you to leave at a certain point.
Dennett would approve. Dennett would be my fucking...
Does your mic work? I'm scared that it might not be working.
It does work. I was pretty far away from the... When I was leaning back.
It's like, we're very angry over nothing.
Oh, yeah.
We've just gone insane.
that would have been...
It's just like, Ilya!
we were yelling.
Ilya hasn't been here this whole time.
There's carbon dioxide leaking.
I'm sorry. I realize I'm very frustratingly philosophical at many times, but it's who I am as a human being. So you guys will just have to deal.
Mm-hmm. Was that spread memetically to you?
I think so.
Oh my God. That's just. It's not even funny. Okay.
All right. Let's play some more music.
I kind of wanted to keep talking about memes and arguing with you, if I'm honest.
I love arguing, dude.
Let's talk about something else. What is another article you read recently?
I mean, we can talk about whether or not it's painful to think. That's something I have a very strong opinion
about. Painful to think? What do you mean, painful to think?
Like people who think less, are they really happier?
What?
Like people, put, there's like a strong correlation.
What does
between,
that mean?
There's a very strong correlation.
Did you say meme?
Between like
no mean.
Okay.
There's very strong correlations between like intelligence and like depression, right? So like people who like are more analytical when it comes to like the world are generally sadder. So like one can make the argument that.
I don't know.
I don't think painful. It's not.
I think this seems.
It's
more
not
like,
a matter of how much they. People of lesser intelligence are thinking, it's their critical thinking ability. That's the thing that's called.
It also
question,
seems
right?
like correlation, not causation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like, do you think that they're related? Like, if they're not related, if they're correlated, that unless it's like a statistical error, that's like admitting that they're somewhat related.
I don't
right? Like,
well, I mean, you go ahead.
So, like, one mentality that I have for this explanation is that, like, in a lot of school systems in, like, East Asia especially, it's like, you have to be successful, you've got to get all A's. So the suicide rate is unbelievably high there because there's such high expectations.
Hmm.
So perhaps, like, that social pressure to, like, succeed means people don't have, like, a good childhood or at least don't think they can relax. So that's one reason, maybe.
That's true.